Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, man. Joe O, Sammy P, Bet Sweats, Bet MGM Network. Will Brinson will drop by 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to that conversation. We touched on the Heisman there at the end of our conversation with Michael Felder. We'll get to that in about 20 minutes. Should be a fun one. All right. Let's go NFC playoff picture. Let's talk about it here. You've got the Rams as the one with a 10-3 record. The Packers 9-3-1. So with that Bears-Packers flip, like a lot changed. The Bears were the one seed last week, and this week they're sitting at the seven seed because of that one result. That's where we are in the calendar. One game changes so much. Philly, a team that nobody likes, nobody trusts. They're 8-5, third seed. Third best division winner. The fourth best division winner, Tampa. They suck. They lost to New Orleans. God, if you've been watching this team over the last 6 weeks, I don't know how you have any confidence in them. Oh, but guess what? They would play Seattle. Seattle on the road. Who's awesome on the road at Tampa Bay. Oh, that'd be an interesting number. San Francisco, Chicago, last two wildcard spots with 9-4 records in the NFC. Right now, Detroit on the outside. Looking in, so I, you know, in the AFC, we might have our teams. We'll talk about that, our seven teams. NFC-wise, like, there could be a bunch of changes. There could be Carolina and Tampa flipping. Probably only one team makes it out of the NFC South. Is it going to be Tampa or Carolina? I don't know. They still have to play twice. You could have Detroit sneaking in. They're one game behind both Chicago and San Francisco. They do play the Bears, the Lions do, in the final week of the year. Cowboys probably out with a record of 6-6-1. But Sam, we were talking about it earlier. There's a lack of teams we trust in the NFC. And a whole lot could change, whether it's division or just how this picture looks.
I was doing the math on a Seattle-Tampa line because I was intrigued to see what I would have. So Seattle over Tampa on a neutral would be 8 for me. And then you add in the home field, let's call it 2.5, give or take. We're at Seattle -5.5 at Tampa. And honestly, that might be light. I think guys would lay 5.5, 6. So I'm curious if that is the matchup. Like, what's the first number that we see, Seattle at Tampa? Obviously, Seahawks are going to be favored, and it's not 3. It's much higher than 3. But is it 5? Is it 5.5? Is it 6? Is it 7? I don't know. I mean, it would depend on how Seattle finishes, obviously, and if Tampa stumbles in. But I guess, gun to my head, if you made me open it, I'd go either 5.5 or 6 on that line at Tampa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm not interested in taking Tampa right now. They look terrible. And then we saw it, and people were shocked. Oh, my God, they're 8.5-point favorites to close at 7.5. I can't believe it. Like, no, if you've been watching this team at all, they're not the team that we saw in September and October when Baker Mayfield was discussed as a possible MVP candidate. I mean, they're negative 26-point differential. They're worse than the Bears, sitting 7-6. Do you think Carolina, with a 7-6 record themselves, is going to take the division? Obviously, the results of those two matchups is going to possibly decide it, but I mean, chances are they end up splitting, so maybe not. If you look at the odds right now, Tampa Bay's a heavy favorite. They're $3 at least.
That's a lot. I would bet Carolina before I'd bet Tampa for sure. I'm not laying $3 on a Baker Mayfield offense without a bunch of weapons. And the offensive line is just battered with injuries. Wirfs is hurt again. I'm not laying 300 on Tampa. That ain't happening.
No chance. Nope. That's, you know, you could look at this and say, oh man, that sucks for Seattle. If it's Seattle in the five seed, it could be the Rams. The Seattle Seahawks could win that division. They're the same record as the Rams. You could flip them and put them at five. Whoever's in that five spot for not getting the bye, what a great spot. Going to Tampa Bay, visiting the worst division winner. And it's the same situation in the AFC. If it's Pittsburgh, if it's Baltimore, visiting the worst division winner, that's not bad at all.
These other markets too, NFC North, Packers minus 250, that seems light. I mean, do you really want to bet the Bears at plus 310? I don't. So I would consider, let's do a Packers click and a Panthers click. That is a parlay of almost 4-1. Panthers win the South, Packers win the North, plus 386. I'm intrigued by that.
So if you look at this Packers schedule, I do want to just bring this up. If you want to eliminate Detroit, totally understand. They're not even in the playoff picture right now.
They're the 8-1. Packers,
what's that?
Detroit's 8-1 to win the North.
Right, exactly. At Denver, at Chicago, at Minnesota to end it, their home game is Baltimore. So do you think the Packers are going to win the game at Soldier Field?
I just expect the Bears to crumble. That's what I expect. Okay. I mean, people don't want to hear that, but that's – I mean, the Bears have lost 30 of the last 36 meetings. I know the Bears are better, but I still don't think the Bears are good. I think they're getting better. They have a good coaching staff. No, I don't trust Caleb Williams to win an important game. I'm sorry. Sue me for that. I'll go to war with anybody from Chicago on that. Okay, he's a good young player. In a game that he must win, ain't getting a cent from me on that side. Ain't happening.
Understood. Prove it to me first. Totally get it. They have Cleveland. The Bears, the argument there is they have three home games, one road game, and they've got a game they're favored by more than a touchdown this weekend. So that would be the argument. And then Packers have a tough road game. Broncos as a home dog. So, yeah, I'm not going to take the Packers because I think they could easily end up losing this division. But to your point about the Bears, certainly understand where you're coming from there. It's going to be Philadelphia. It's going to be. San Francisco is going to be in. So which team is out? Is it Detroit?
If Detroit loses this week, and the math obviously says that they will because they're a 6-point dog, Detroit is now 8-6. And let's assume Chicago wins, beats Cleveland as a 7-point favorite. Now the 7 seed Chicago is 10-4, and Detroit is 8-6. It's not good math. You basically have to win out, right? Including, you know, a game against Chicago in Chicago where Jared Goff has never been good in the cold. We make fun of him all the time. Not ideal, man. That's the last game of the year. You could get a snow game. Jared Goff
it's
and that offense
down to
outside.
That yep. So that will be what, like after the New Year's?
Yeah, it'll be the last game of the year. So that'd be January. Well, they could flex it. It's either the 3rd or the 4th.
That might be the Sunday night game. That might be the last game of the year.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
Sunday night. Jared Goff in the cold there. Yeah, that's not going to – that wouldn't be a good spot for him. But it's – they could be on the outside. Look, that would suck, man. That would really suck for them. But yeah, it's possible.
Yeah, it like,
one of these teams is gonna get screwed. One of them. It's gonna be San Fran, Chicago, or Detroit. That's there's gonna be a 10-win team that's good that's not in.
Bears play both. Bears play San Fran and Detroit. They literally control their destiny. If you split with those two, you probably get in. Let me go back to the drawing board here. So you don't like the Packers bet. Fine. Let's take that out. How about a Panthers South bet and a Seahawks West bet parlayed together? That's almost 9-1.
The Seahawks have the second toughest remaining schedule. Right? Yes. Winning percentage 654. Top three toughest, Indy 1, Seattle 2, Denver 3. So that's why you're getting a little bit of value. What's that Seattle number again?
Plus 185. But if you hook it with Carolina, plus 240, you get almost 9-1.
Okay. They're beating the Colts this week. It's going to be decided week 16, right? Seahawks Rams in Seattle.
And if Seattle wins, we're not going to get 9-1 on that bet anymore. But Carolina
I like it.
Carolina would be the bet. If you're looking for a non-playoff team to crash the party, that would be my first answer. Carolina plus 250, give or take.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So I want to go back to your thought on the Bears and your opinion there. What about the Bears to miss? Plus 165 at BetMGM.
No, I don't want to go that far because you have winnable games on the schedule. I just don't trust Caleb against the Packers. I feel like, you know, that pressure, Parsons probably plays better. I texted you Sunday. I'm like, where's Micah Parsons at? And you said he's being held. funny. I mean, he was getting held all game, but that's...
Yep.
That's the way it goes sometimes. Chicago's schedule, I mean, you got to win two games. You win 11, you're likely going to make it. Crazy to say that, I mean, but that's where you're at. So you got four left. Cleveland should win. Green Bay could win. At San Fran, I don't like them in that game. And then you're home in the snow potentially against Detroit. You win two out of four, you're in. So I'm not going to short that. I don't trust Caleb Williams against the Packers. I don't.
You've taken your stand on the Buffalo Bills. It's a strong stance. You have not wavered since the summer. What about the NFC representation here? Who's going to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl? Who do you trust? You were asking me who I trust. It's a short list. Who do you trust?
Well, the easy answer would be Detroit. Or not Detroit. I'm sorry. I'm looking at Detroit right now. The easy answer would be the Rams. But I mean, like, I hate changing my prediction midseason. Some like to do it. Some thrive off of that. I
do it weekly.
I got a buddy back home who every year the March Madness bracket comes out and he fills out 9 brackets. And I'm like, you're an idiot. Ugh. Like, stop. I fill out 1 bracket. I pick 1 Super Bowl team. Call me old fashioned. So, you know, before the year, I had Buffalo beating San Francisco. If you want to give me a mulligan on San Francisco, I could pick somebody else. But I mean, I'm not changing like my take. Like, my take was Buffalo beat San Francisco. And I'll tell you what, man, if that Niners team had any warm bodies on defense, we'd be talking about them to win the whole thing. We would.
Well, that's the whole thing. Like, I don't think that's a coward's way out. Like, if they had Bosa and Warner, this is a different conversation. We're talking about them in that conversation for winning the West. And
we're talking
about
number one seed. If they're healthy on defense, they're winning the conference, maybe, like the best seed.
Well, as it is, I don't think they're in a bad situation anyway. San Francisco at Philly right now. Who are you taking to win that game?
Where's it at?
At Philly, which might be a probably bad thing. Philly.
Yeah, that's right. They could turn on the team, no doubt. Start they calling from a, with the playoff rabbit or whatever. Or the, what is it? Positivity rabbit. Sorry.
They want Tanner McKee to play.
That's the thing that makes me the most upset, that I was right size, wrong shape. I mean, San Francisco, my handicap there was Shanahan will handle the offense, Saleh will handle the defense. And they have paired together masterfully yet again, as they did, you know, many years ago when they went to a Super Bowl together. That was my handicap. I did not see 4 starters on defense hitting the IR. You mentioned Warner and Bosa. How about Mikel Williams and Gross Matos on the D line?
Yep.
So they're crushed by injuries, but they're still 9-4. So that's my biggest complaint about this season. We could complain about a lot of things. My biggest complaint is that San Fran's defense is just not healthy. And if they were, we'd be talking about them as one of the top tier teams in the league.
With Paul, I took a shot on the lines last week before the Thursday game. So you know where I'm going to be? I'm going to be rooting for the Bears to miss for my bet, because that's the only way in. Seattle, San Francisco, Chicago are your 3 wildcard spots right now, and the Lions play the Bears. So that's probably where I'm going to be. Last week of the season, the winner makes the playoffs. That's likely the scenario.
Wow. It would never be us rooting against the Bears, huh? Never.
I can't wait. Maybe you're going to
good, better, best. Never let it rest. Shut up.
I'm still getting a kick out of the hot dog videos that are coming out too, because more and more people are going there, like filming their interaction and with the fine ladies that work there, the wiener circle. Dude.
I
gotta be careful when the kids are around.
I know we've talked about it on this show. I could watch the Triumph comic insult dog going to Wiener Circle every week for the rest of my life.
They were forcing them to put some tips in when they were collecting their free hot dogs the other day. All right, we're going to talk about the Heisman. Is there a last-minute bet to be made? That's next on Bet Sweats.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.